It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to confess something. In fact, we'll use VD a lot today, I think. Well, maybe it's, we want confessions from you, but confessions from your job, profession confession. So you got to admit something that we may not know about your job.
Yeah, if we don't work in the job, you wouldn't know this, but it's got like an industry secret.
Is there a way, like if you're a car dealer, is there a way, is there a magic sentence we can say to get you to just drop that undercoating, drop the handling charge or whatever? Like you have all those, like, oh, this car is only $12,000. And by the time you get back to the guy, he's got all these other numbers and you're just like so confused, but so excited. Like I want to know that. Is there like, is there a handshake? Like bartenders, this is a profession confession and it doesn't work on everybody, but a bartender told me a long time ago, if you go up and go, yeah, man, I need a little Fernet. Can you give me a shot of Fernet? They will immediately believe you are a bartender, were a bartender, dated a bartender. I shouldn't be saying this because now everybody's... Fernet is one of the worst things you'll ever put in your mouth, but bartenders like it. It's like this...
Why?
It tastes like medicine passed through the back end of a dead rhino. It's the worst. It's like people like
prefer a grape in my medicine.
Tiak, I swear to God, it's the worst thing you'll ever taste. It's like so medicine-y. It's like Campari, except we're, it's like a, it, and it even smells bad, but it's like a stomach soothing. It tastes like what you believe snake oil would taste like back in the like covered wagon days, but it's something bartenders only. So like if you want a Ferrari shot, it's Fernet and Campari, and like bartenders only drink that.
Interesting, because you're around it all the time, so you know that's
your
their
palate
secret.
Just develops different. Like they don't like when somebody orders like a, you know, screwdriver, orange juice, and vodka. It's like you're ruining the vodka and the orange juice. They look at you like a rookie. It's like ordering a California roll at a sushi place. But if you order Fernet, they're like, this is a dude with a palate who knows bartenders, and then you're likely to get a better deal because they think you're in the same.
I see. Yeah, better deal, or the like, hook you up a little, make it a little stronger, like. The wink, wink.
The next drink you order, it's like, now I'll take a Hendrix and whatever. And they're like, oh, okay, he's, this guy can hang. Is there a secret profession confession for like DJs? Like, can somebody walk up to you? There's not. I'm guessing because DJs would never approach you because they would, like when we had an event downtown, we needed the DJ. Gale was showing up at our event and we wanted somebody to play the Gale song and you refused to walk up to the DJ.
Yeah, I have a personal ethos. I would never request a song from a DJ. I never will do
because
it.
You are a DJ and it irritates you.
I know how much I hate it. Yeah, yeah. And so there's a lot of the tricks. I don't want to reveal it. I will. When people come up and request a song, there's a few things you can say. Got it coming up next. It's on the way. Let me see if I can find it. And they're all just different ways.
Let me see if I can find it.
They're all just different ways to say no. Leave me alone. No.
So,
let me see if I can find it.
If their song actually plays, you were going to play it anyway.
Most likely. Yeah, most likely. Or they've tipped you. That's the other thing. If you just tip the DJ and then he'll...
But they can't tip you enough to play, to dirt your crowd. Like you've got...
You'd be surprised.
You've got everybody thumping at Brothers. They want to hear the chicken dance. You're not gonna train wreck the night.
That's where it gets tough. I remember I've been DJing at places at like a college bar. It was at University of Iowa, and they had it was like Nebraska was there, whoever, and they kept coming up Nebraska fans and were trying to give me money to play the Nebraska theme song in the Iowa bar.
No amount of money is going to.
There's no way. And they were up to it was up to hundreds of dollars, and it was like, guys, I can't. I will not.
I
make
have
it
to come
here
next week.
Exactly, and it's like I just can't. So they. All that. So money, you're right. Money won't necessarily work it, but it will help.
Okay. I read one on the interweb, and I don't want to believe it's true, but teachers actually do have a favorite student.
Oh, yeah. How could they not? How could they not?
Because you've got to be objective. You have to. It's your job.
I guess, but the kid
is like
in trouble.
A judge looks at you and goes, yeah, I know. He's guilty.
I bet they do. I would love for a judge to call it.
We will VD the crap out of you, judge. Just call in and say, yeah, there's sometimes somebody comes in my courtroom and I'm like, oh, yeah. You don't even have to present a case. I already know. Hey, guys, guilty as sin.
Yeah. But I think it's human nature to have.
Do you have a favorite kid?
No. Oh! Depends on the day. Depends on the day.
No, I just think. I mean, what's your criteria as a favorite? Like, your kid, he's just smarter. Like, I'm saying as a teacher. Like, he's smarter, or he just
Or just probably
quieter.
Doesn't get in trouble as much, which is like kind of ironic, because the kids who get in trouble, you'd think they're acting out, like they need the most attention, but maybe that's just draining. I can see that being very draining for a teacher to have to deal with that.
All right, so whatever profession, you sell makeup, you're a restaurateur, you're like whatever, if you have something, a secret, we call them profession confessions. 303-222-5423 or text in to 51059. We do have, I asked about car stuff and we got a text from somebody saying never buy the first year of a car.
Oh, that's a good one.
Buy the second year of a car. I remember this happened with Jeep Cherokees. When the Jeep Grand Cherokee came out, everybody was like, oh, that thing is so dope. And everybody who bought that first year, that thing was in the like garage more than it was on the road.
Oh.
They push them through on the first year. And then that first year, you're basically buying a beta car. Never buy the first year of anything new. Oh, we just totally revamped the Hyundai Sonata. Don't do it. Buy the second year. That's a good profession confession.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like the one that I always remember, and I can't, like, I don't remember because I don't remember the number, but there is a number at Target where the thing is not going to get marked down any lower. If it's 498, it's going to get marked down. 496, still going to get marked down. But if it's 487, that's as low as it's going to go.
If it ends in the seven,
yes, there's something about like
interesting.
There is like a thing. I can't. God, I wish I could remember. So like, I would hide things. This is stupid, but I would like. I want this shirt, so I'd hide it. I'd hide a medium somewhere else in the store.
Okay.
Until the other ones got marked down low enough, because there's only XLs and smalls left.
Okay.
So, and then I grab my medium.
But now we're going to get a Target employee calling in and saying, yeah, I go around the store and I find all the hidden shirts.
If you hide them the way I hide them, they're not going to find them. You fold them up behind an obscure Harry Potter Lego that's $300.
Okay.
Because they're not all going to get pulled off the shelf. Trust me. I know how to hide things in grocery stores.
You know, the confession I have, I used to work at a golf club and I was the bag boy, the cart boy. I'd pick up the balls on the range. I'd clean your clubs for the people who stored their clubs there, which is really nice. But if you can consider, at the time I was making five something an hour, whatever minimum wage was, and it cost hundreds of dollars to play a round of golf, even more hundreds of dollars to buy some golf clubs. So what do you think those bag boys are doing once everybody goes home?
You use their clubs?
Absolutely. And their carts, their clubs, and we play nine holes, play two holes, play three holes.
With other people's clubs?
Yeah, the nice ones. Yeah, the super, super nice
ones. You're using my Callaways.
Mm-hmm. Well, I clean it afterwards, of course.
Oh, that's a good confession, though.
Yeah. But what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to?
Yeah, but what if you bent it?
What if?
Oh, my God. You just got to hope the dude was liquored up enough to think he bent it himself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which does happen a lot, too. There's another... Guys leave stuff in carts, I'll say that, for a young, underage person. That's another confession.
Okay.
That's maybe too far.
Whether you work at a strip club or Target or, I don't know, a country club, we need your profession confessions. 303-222-5423.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we need you to confess your evil, evil sins or just the things that you know that we don't know as a result of your profession. Scott?
Yay.
Profession confession. What's yours?
So I worked for a coffee company that roasted their own coffee beans, and I learned that the lighter the roast, the more caffeine, the darker the roast, the less caffeine, because of the process of roasting takes away that caffeine that you're getting.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Did you? You're a coffee guy. Is that?
Well, I suddenly switched to blonde espresso roast. So does is that probably more caffeine in that then?
Anything espresso is probably going to have a good amount of it, but the blonde one would be kind of similar to a medium. So you're getting a fair amount of that caffeine for sure.
So the super dark coffee is less caffeinated? That's counterintuitive to me.
That's why people think, oh, I can drink cups of coffee all the way up to bedtime. It's like you're drinking a dark roast probably, and they say yes.
Interesting.
I did not know that.
No, okay.
Because you think you're all badass because you're like doing, it's like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to make it drugs, but it's like, this is black tar heroin, man. I'm doing I'm doing the heavy duty stuff. But it's like, you're not. Your caffeine's been roasted out of it.
Yeah, interesting.
Yes, exactly.
I've been wanting to switch to blonde too, but my wife won't let me.
Okay. Dude, you don't, nope.
No.
Antonio.
Yay.
Profession confession, what's yours?
So I work for Amazon. I'm a delivery driver.
Oh, boy.
And the employees inside the warehouse will play kickboxing with the packages that fall onto the floor from the conveyor belt. So a lot of times when customers get damaged product or they don't get it received, it's because it's been damaged by us Amazon employees.
Do you think maybe you would have wanted voice disguiser on this one?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh my god, are you serious? It's like the opening scene of like, it's not the opening scene, well, Ace Ventura when he's a UPS driver and he's just like booting a package of the like, oh my god, are you, oh, that makes me so sad.
It's very true.
All right, thank you, Antonio.
I like it. They're having some fun.
Oh my god, that's my like, that's my Glade air fresheners, you fool. Nate.
Yes, how's it going?
Yes, how's it going? Profession confession, what do you got?
All right, so if you're trying to buy a used car, there's a couple things they do to get money out of you. So the three best things to think about is the way you're paying for it, if you have a trade-in, and the markup on the vehicle. So the best time to go get a used vehicle at a dealership is probably the last day of the month they're trying to hit their quotas.
Okay.
When you go in there, they're going to ask you, are you going to finance this or are you going to pay cash? Hopefully you can pay cash, but you're going to tell them that you need to finance it. That way they will lower the price of that vehicle because they think they're going to make some money on the finance side.
And then you screw them at the end.
Yeah, and you also tell them that you don't have a trade-in. So then if you're looking at a used car, you can probably assume about $4,500 is automatically marked up. So you got about $3,500 to $4,000 off their asking price. You get them down to about $4,000. They're going to think they're going to make money on your on the finance side. And at the very last minute before you sign, you also let them know, oh, by the way, now I want to trade my vehicle in. So now you get the most off of their asking price. You get your trade-in vehicle. And then at the very end, you let them know, oh, I got cash for it. It's the best way to get out the door.
Wow. Oh, my God, Nate. You're the call. Like, that's exactly the tips we need.
Yeah.
Cause away, it's like, first thing, I got to get rid of that Tacoma out there and I don't have any money.
Yeah, I know.
We do everything completely wrong. Thank you, Nate. That's life changing.
That is
right
awesome.
There.
Yeah. Except until I'm like, I do have a trade in and they look out and they see it and they're like, nah,
no, you don't.
We don't want it.
Candy.
Yes.
Yay. You are disguised, and I'm guessing your name's not really Candy. So, what's your profession confession?
So, I used to work for Little Caesars here. And if you call in and you tell them that your internet is not working and you're trying to order something, you get up to $10 off your order. If they have a coupon code that they can put in, and basically they can put any amount, but I like to tell people $10 because, you know.
You just say you have an online coupon, but it's not working, and they'll just give it to you.
Yeah, they will give it to you. You tell them that your internet's not working. I tried to place my order online. It would not work. And you just call them and tell them, hey, yeah, so my internet's not letting me finish, you know, my order. Can I finish my order with you? And you tell them your order. And then you also tell them, like, I can't see the coupon code because when you do it online, if you notice, the coupon code does not appear as you're checking out. So so you can tell them my coupon was worth.
That's diabolical.
It is.
I love every part of that.
How many days in a row can you do it before they're like, can you get a service tech over there for your internet?
How many days in a row would you eat Little Caesars?
A different manager each time, but will approve it every time.
I love it. Thank you, Candy. This doesn't really exist anymore, but Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever, you send out those 20% off things. If you just go into the store and go, oh, I left it at home, they'll give you one.
Oh.
They used to.
That might be why they're
They're out of business, because I went in there and just... Daniel.
Yes.
What's your profession confession?
Well, this one might break the system, so I don't know if your fans know that there's a ranking system kind of when you go into the emergency room based on severity of what you come in with.
Okay.
Mm. And I know this from, you know, seeing it and ranking it and getting people in to see the doctor.
Okay.
And you can up your level of like severity by, you know, you say you walk in with like a nail on the foot. You can probably up your grade to a little bit higher level and be seen a little bit quicker if you'd mentioned. And I also have this little twinge in my chest. That automatically shoots you up into the cardiac range, and you get in a lot quicker.
Hold on. So then when they take you back there, you go, I'm cured. I just need you to do my foot.
You got to know how much it's going to cost for that EKG, because once they rule that out, I mean, it's a couple $100, you know, depending on your insurance, but you can also refuse it. But that'll get you in there a little bit quicker than...
Oh, my God, you're as bad as the car dealer. I also have this heart I want to trade in.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.